I am alive to who I am. I am alive to who I am. What does it mean to be who I am? What does it mean to be when I say who I am? Well, to me, to be aware that I am divine is the most wonderful thing that I could ever propose to myself. For me to be aware to who I am and that I am divine is the most wonderful thing I could ever propose to myself, could ever want for myself, could ever be for myself, could ever do for myself. Now, how do I go about knowing who I am? How do I go about being alive to who I am? Now, I am alive to whom I am by pronouncing every single moment of every single day what I am. I am divine. I am divine. I am the purity of all, the life of all, the goodness of all. I am the angel of all. Yes, I am the miracle of all, because that's what I am. Each one of us is. This is how we were born. This is how we were created. This is the essence of our reality, our divinity, in fact. This is what we really are and what we always will be. We can never be less than divine. We can never be less than the ideal that we are. We can never be less than that because that's who we are. Now, the greatest thing that we have to help us to be aware of our divinity, the greatest thing that we have that reminds us of our divinity is our imagination. And when we let our imagination soar, when we let our imagination rise into its highest and greatest potential, then we begin to see who and what we are. It's not what we see when we open our eyes. It's not what we see when we close our eyes. It's what we see in the spiritual beingness, the very